Harper Audio presents A Pug Like Percy by Fiona Harrison, read by Hugh Parmenter. Chapter 1. My eyelids felt heavy, and the pull of sleep prevented me from opening them, despite the early morning autumn sunshine streaming through the windows. Instead, I snuggled deeper into the blue cashmere blanket my owner, Javier, had bought for me. I screwed my eyes tight, happy to enjoy a few more minutes in bed with the blanket I loved, and wriggled around until I was comfortable. Yet no matter how hard I tried to return to the land of Nod, something felt wrong. Blinking my eyes open with renewed determination, I scrambled onto all four of my paws and looked around. With a start, I realised the room I found myself in was completely unfamiliar. Where was the sofa I liked to nap on? The television I liked to watch Tom and Jerry on? The glass coffee table I always ran into, and the thick multicoloured rug I liked to roll around on. Why was I not at home? My heart pounded with fear as I glanced over each of my shoulders to find I was alone in a small room, containing my bed and an old basket of toys, while on the other side stood an old easy chair. My food and my water bowls were near the door, and an old sheepskin rug lay on the floor. Hearing the sound of feet scuffling outside the room, I turned my head and peered through a large perspex window that looked out onto a busy corridor and saw it was teeming with excited dogs and humans in green uniforms. All too quickly, the memories flooded back as fast as a speeding greyhound and my entire body trembled as I realised I was as far away from home as it was possible to be. I remembered only too vividly that I had been dumped in a dog shelter by Javier and had no idea why. Was it because I had been bad? Did Javier no longer love me? Was I mean to another dog? Or worse, had I committed the ultimate dog sin and bitten a human for no apparent reason? Filled with despair, I slumped back onto my bed, flung my paws over my eyes and tried to understand why Javier had left me here to rot like so many other good dogs before me. I knew the tales of the forgotten, which was what we in the dog community called dog shelters like this one, was for hounds that were unwanted. It was the home for waifs, strays and the unlovable. Was that me now? Was I unlovable? I had adored my owner Javier, and I thought he loved me too. We had been together for 3 years, since I was a small pup, and I had been incredibly happy. I thought he was too. What had happened to make him fall out of love with me? I let out a howl of despair. I would do anything to turn the clock back and undo whatever it was I had done to make Javier leave me in this place. I loved him. He was my owner, my entire world, and, quite simply, I would die for him. I felt a fresh wave of horror as I realised that now Javier had left me here, I would never see him again. The thought of a life without my precious owner and best friend, as I came to think of him, was terrible. As the image of his handsome Brazilian face appeared in my mind, I howled. I loved him, I missed him, and a life without him was unthinkable. I thought back to my behaviour over the past few days and weeks and was unable to pinpoint anything I had done that was particularly naughty. In fact, I thought I'd been good, ensuring I refrained from sitting on Javier's girlfriend Gabriella's clothes, not making a loud noise when I chewed my kibble or bothering either one of them for too many walks in the park. I howled again and suddenly heard the door to the room open and footsteps pad gently towards me. I could tell from the scent of whoever it was that a human had entered. But who they were or what they wanted held no interest to me. I wanted to remain here, with my paws flung over my eyes forever, and nothing anybody could say or do would change my mind. As the human reached my side, I became aware of them bending down, their jean-clad knees brushing against the side of my face. There was a pause, and then I felt soft fingers, which had to be a woman's, run over my head and along my back. "How are you feeling today, Percy?" she asked gently.
"Horrible!"
I yelped, paws still clamped over my eyes.
"I'm not surprised," she said gently. "You've had a terrible thing happen to you. It's bound to be a shock, but I'm here to help you cope with it all, I promise."
Sample complete. Ready to continue?